You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, I see on Twitter that there are a few in Brazil that are talking about, even in Argentina, I suppose, some dry weather conditions that are hampering what they say is the development of their soybean crop. Is this likely to be a problem in the future or not?
Well, it certainly is going to be a problem for yet another week to week and a half. Possibly. There will not be a large volume of rainfall in interior southern parts of Brazil in particular. I think most of Argentina's drier pocketed areas will be fine, but they'll get relief. The Paraguay and parts of Mato Grosso do Sul, southernmost parts of Mato Grosso, portions of Paraná and the western São Paulo are the areas that will not see good rainfall over the next week and a half or so. They'll have a few showers. It won't be absolutely dry, but it won't be enough to counter evaporation with temperatures running in the 90s on a daily basis. The soil is already firmed up, the topsoil has at least. The subsoil is still rated favorably, but this is an area that has sandier soil, and because of that, a lot of this dryness is really already having a negative impact on some of these crops, and there is a number of locations there that we are hearing the soybean crop is already in the pod setting and filling stage of development, and having dryness now, which is already 10 days old in some cases, is a bit stressful, and it is potentially hurting some of the yield potentials. Now, the crops are in heavier soils. I don't think that's much of an issue right now because there is such good subsoil moisture around. But the forecast is not advertising a large volume of rain. So I do think that we're going to see an increase in stress over this next week. And then we'll see what kind of relief we get in the last 10 days of this month. There will be showers and thunderstorms. I'm just not convinced how substantial they might be.
Well, let's move from there to the United States, where I think we will have rainfall, at least in my part of the world, over the next couple of days. Is that right?
That is right. Yet another storm system and seemingly endless series of them. It will be moving across the Midwest. This is a low-pressure center that will form in eastern Texas here tomorrow and work its way east-northeastward and spread rain across the southern parts of the Midwest and be focused primarily on the Delta and the southeastern states. Now, of course, the Carolinas and Virginia already got slammed with a pretty nasty storm this past weekend, and there's still snow on the ground in some of those areas. They have to melt that snow off before they can ever think about getting into the fields. And, well, it's going to melt, but it's also going to be followed by another 1.5 to 1.5 inches of rain and maybe some 2-inch-plus amounts in a few locations. So the problems in the Carolinas and southward into Georgia and Alabama and northern Florida will continue. They are not done with harvesting. In fact, the cotton crop is still I think they've got about a third of that crop still left to be harvested, and the quality continues to slide. But for the heart of the Midwest, most of the precipitation will be in the lower parts of the region. We'll look for rain totals running anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, a couple of spots, over 1.5 inches. And then we'll finally go into a drier weather pattern that should dominate most of next week.
Thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason.